way that they'll remember. We will never forget what happened last night. But we'll also never forget what's happening today. And the unity and the love that we're seeing will echo in heaven for eternity. Amen.
A disgusting stretch we've had as human beings, haven't we? This is a very weird time that we're all living in. It really is. Get up today, you're dealing with one crisis after another. And this Vegas situation really has me fucked up as well. Gosh, man. How sad is it to go to a place like Vegas, to be in a wonderful place of enjoying life and enjoying the zest of living? Vegas is by far my favorite place to visit in the United States, period, end of story. And a lot of it has to do because it exudes, it promotes the essence of living, of having fun. If you're depressed, you're not going to want to go to Vegas. You know, you want to go out there to have fun and in your own way, whether it is playing poker, gambling, watching sports, betting on sports, relaxing by the pool, golfing, taking in some nice restaurants, great shows, great comedy. And this is a place where adults go and play, 21 and up. And, you know, I wasn't a fan of Vegas because I never gambled. But once I ended up going over there and realized that this is not about just gambling out here. There's so much more. And I felt it was a positive energy. And it's just so saddening to see such a catastrophe, such a massacre happen, and the way it did. People were having fun. People were enjoying themselves, living life. Not a care in the world. For one night, they were there enjoying a concert, a country music concert. And next thing you know, they're getting hammered with fucking lead. You know, I mean, I don't have to go into that, but I mean, where's the humanity in us people? This is not about politics. You know, these times, you can't just talk about race. It's not about politics. It's not about whether we should have guns or not. It's none of that shit matters at this point. It's all about humanity, about our species, man, and not getting in that minutia of the aftermath of it. Right now, what I think in my head when I see these news is 58 people died and hundreds more were injured in a moment where they were just enjoying life and trying to have a positive experience. But somehow, you know, the business of news turns it into, okay, here we go. This is let's do this, that, and the third. And it's just so disappointing that people, the moment a tragedy hits, they want to go ahead and create propaganda behind it. And it's like, guys, can we just mourn fucking people dying? Can we just relax and say, you know, this fucking sucks. This is not about worrying about gun control and about, it's like, dude, can we just take a moment? Just take a breather, everyone, and reflect on what this means to us, that places like Vegas, it doesn't matter where you are in this country, you can get it. It's not about anymore being in the hood, being in the projects. You're just as much in danger out in a concert than you are out driving through the projects. And that's the sadness of this. This is what I think about. Vegas will never be the same. Because now you know that anybody that's been to Vegas understands. There's just, as soon as you walk into that hotel lobby, you see people hustling and bustling. It's very open, very luxurious. A very beautiful spectacle those hotels are. You can live in them, right? And to just have this catastrophe fucking happen the way it did, it's just something that makes you really sad about us, about our society, about how we as people have to do something this tragic to get a point across. And that person, he has some demons. He had to. You know, he had something that he was dealing with that he felt was, well, I guess, justifiable to go out and do what he did and to hurt the people that he did not know, that never hurt him. And I'm sure one of those people or a few of those people, if not many, would have helped him find a solution to his problems if he had some. I don't blame his family. I mean, gosh, the guy looked like he was just dumbfounded. Like, what the fuck just happened here? I don't know. And that's where the sadness of all of this kicks in for me. It's just a travesty because you're sitting here dealing with one crisis after another. A situation, again, where it's not meant for this to happen. Not in this country and not to our own people. And then, you know, and then the thing that just strikes my ire is the element of people politicizing it. Now, if this is justification for gun control, the fuck cares, man? We live in a violent society. If you didn't fucking check last time, we've had guns around for a while. It's not going to change. It's like drugs. Drugs are not going anywhere, whether you like it or not. So you better just get used to it. But it's just sad that as humans, as people, we go to such drastic measures, right? We just don't care for one another as a whole. You know, we want to help others. I'm not saying you have to be kumbaya and be all selfless and altruistic, but gosh, have some decency and some respect. You know, have some morals, have some ethics on a human level. I mean, this is not about being Christian. This is not about anything. This is just about being human. And part of being human is about living and enjoying life. And I just think that when you're going through some such very deep issues, man, you definitely have to address them. I mean, mental health, I mean, it has to do something with this. There's just something involved with this person. And, you know, we're never going to fix it. That's the sadness of it all. I mean, you could sit here and say, well, this, no, Columbine happened. You had the Boston Marathon happen. I mean, we could just keep going back and back. San Diego, yeah, Orlando, Pulse nightclub happen. It's just on and on and on. It's never going to stop, man. This is our culture in this day and age, our society. We're going to have these random acts of violence that are, and it just sucks because, man, you're trying to live life. You're trying to enjoy it. And moments like this strike the fear in many. It really does. And that's the sadness of it all, is that we're living in a world where we're so paranoid about something like this happening in our lives. And I wish we didn't have that. I wish that for some reason we were able to just comprehend, or rather be at a level of civility. I don't understand that. And I'm sitting here just with a heavy heart with it all, because I just feel that we can do better. I mean, really can. Really can do better with how we treat other people, with our struggles, not pointing the finger, and not taking it out on other people. And that's what this always ends up being. It's something about someone taking their frustrations out and not having a regard for life. I always talk about that in the ghetto culture, that there's no regard for life. But this is just a random act of insane behavior. And it really is. And there's no justifying it at all when you're planning this much in advance. And it's just sickening. You know, the stuff like this happens. And again, it's Vegas is such a great town, and people are there having a good time to be experiencing such a wrath. And my heart, my thoughts go out to the people that have been impacted by this event. It's beyond tragic. And us as being a human and choosing humanity, we have to have great leaders. can we have leaders instead of dividing? Can we just have leaders uniting for a cause to stop this, to send a message? You know, can you for once do that? The people that are in front of cameras, the people that are elected in office, can you just for once do things to unite the country instead of your own personal agenda? And this is not just, this is not about Trump. This is about all both parties. They start getting on that high horse and start fucking tooting their own agenda. And it's sick. Whenever someone does that, it's sick. Because through it all, I don't give a flying fuck about that. It's all about those people dying. Just imagine if that was someone you loved. Imagine if that was yourself. Imagine if that was just your great friend. You know, someone you knew. It puts things in perspective. And for those families, their lives will never be the same. Because this wasn't something they asked for. This wasn't like a car accident. This was somebody deliberately trying to take their lives for no reason. For no fucking reason at all. And, you know, I just don't. You know, I'm a little bit dragging because there's a lot of anger, a lot of sadness, but we just have to keep hope alive, right? We have to keep hope that our society is going to do better, that we're, as a collectively, as people, we're going to spew a message of let's find some unity. Let's find some common ground. Let's help these people that are in such an abyss that so these things don't happen. Can we do that? Can we just go ahead and get along for fucking once?
You know, like so many of you guys out there, I woke up this morning with a heavy heart, thinking about Las Vegas and the victims and the victims' families and everybody who was impacted in last night's horrific and tragic shootings. Last night I heard from the head of my security who had just heard from law enforcement, special divisions who had boots on the ground in Las Vegas, and word got back early that this was going to be very, very bad, and it was going to be a game changer for us in our country and how we move forward in the future with security and moving forward with protecting our American people. Like a lot of you guys, I couldn't sleep last night. I tossed and turned. I woke up this morning to just unbelievable news of the amount of lives that were lost in Las Vegas, and the number continues to grow. To those victims and their families, all our prayers, love, light, support, and strength go out to you. We're going to get through this. We're going to come back stronger, but we're going to do it together. And to everybody else out there in our country and around the world, critical reminder, we got to hug, love, and protect our loved ones that much more. Stay strong.